Unmasked blogger blames First Baptist Sheriff's Office. A subpoena is used to obtain critic's identity from Google. Story by Jeff Brumley from the Florida Times Union, last updated on April 28, 2009. A blogger critical of First Baptist Church, Pastor Mac Brunson, wants to know why his website was investigated by a police detective who is also a member of the minister's personal security detail. Thomas A. Rich also wants the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office to explain what suspected crimes led Detective Robert Hinson to open the probe into his once anonymous website. Rich also wants to know why Hinson revealed his name to the church despite finding no wrongdoing. Hinson obtained a subpoena from the state attorney's office requiring Google Incorporated to reveal the author of the blog. Rich's unmasking led to an eventual trespass warning, banning the longtime member and his wife from First Baptist, despite the fact that Brunson and a top church administrator conceded the blog never threatened violence. The intelligence detective opened the criminal investigation September 29th into the identity and, quote, possible criminal overtones of the blog fbcjackswatchdog.blogspot.com. The sheriff's office and church officials defended the complaint and investigation into Rich's blog, which Hinson concluded November 13th. And this aside from me, remember, he found no evidence of wrongdoing. Undersheriff Frank McKenzie said Hinson's role posed no conflict of interest because his duties include handling possible threats against the city's large religious institutions. Rich said he was never contacted by Hinson. He learned of the investigation well after the church notified him November 28th he had been identified as the blog's author. Two additional bloggers investigated by Hinson said they also were not contacted. They learned of the probe in middle or late March. Their blogs do not focus on First Baptist. McKenzie said the three bloggers didn't need to be contacted because Hinson uncovered nothing criminal. The detective hasn't done anything wrong, he said. And here's another aside from me. The detective investigated a member of Brunson's church who was an anonymous blogger who had not threatened violence. The detective also investigated, and that means subpoenaing Google to give him their names, two blogs that had nothing to do with First Baptist Church of Jacksonville, but were investigated anyway and were never told that they were being investigated. It was also proper for Hinson to provide First Baptist leadership with Rich's identity, despite finding no criminal evidence, McKenzie said, so it could take whatever internal action it felt necessary for its own safety. I'd be disappointed if the detective didn't do it, he said. Rich said he launched his blog in August 2007, more than a year after Brunson became the pastor, because he was alarmed by what he described as Brunson's abusive preaching, especially during fundraising campaigns. The blog has included criticism of Brunson's $300,000 salary, his plan to open a church school, his construction of a lavish office suite, accepting a $307,000 land gift from church members for his home, and putting his wife on the payroll. Brunson declined to discuss his home and salary, but maintained he is one of the lowest-paid mega-church pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention. He said people are welcome to criticize his preaching style and ministry goals, including the school, but usually do so openly, not anonymously. What you're dealing with is a sociopath, Brunson said. He's been trying to convince his administration that I am some kind of nut, Rich said. I am not a nut, and the things I have raised on the blog are valid concerns. Another aside from me, Rich has never been successfully accused of telling falsehoods. Everything he's put on his blog has been true. The other two blogs that were looked at were tiffanycroft.blogspot.com and newbbcopenforum.blogspot.com, two blogs, again, that are critical of Southern Baptist ministers, but they have nothing to do with First Baptist Church of Jacksonville. The subpoena request that Hinson submitted to the state attorney's office may have listed the criminal activity the detective wanted to investigate, but those documents were destroyed after 90 days, according to the policy at the time, said Assistant State Attorney Steven Siegel, who signed the subpoena. The actual subpoena does not cite a reason for the request. Rich said he will hire an attorney if necessary to get more information from the church and sheriff's office and to clear his name. It's hardball, Rich said of the church's tactics in uncovering his identity. It's hardball religion is what it is. And yes, Mr. Rich, it certainly is. It's hardball corrupt religion.